The Festival of Hanukkah begins later this month. To mark the holiday, a special evening is planned at the Hebrew Union College in Jerusalem, entitled Women, Food, and Heroism, themes that will be explored in panel discussions. We heard more from Rabbi Professor Dalia Marks, the Rabbi Aaron D. Pankin Professor of Liturgy and Midrash at Hebrew Union College in Jerusalem.
We're going to host a very interesting, I hope, event at Hebrew Union College in Jerusalem. It's going to be on the 24th of December, the third night of Hanukkah. The 24th of December is, of course, a celebration of another religion. This is the evening of Christmas, and many of us will attend Christian services after our event to pay respect to our Christian friends and acquaintances. But the event at the Hebrew Union College will have two parts. The first part, we're going to talk about Hanukkah and women, or more broadly, Hanukkah and gender. And the second part, we're going to reenact or emulate a debate in the tradition of the debate you can find in American universities, where you have the big question, which is the Jewish food item, latkes or hamantash? So we're going to have something like this. We're going to concentrate on Hanukkah food. So we're going to have three speakers. One will speak for the latkes, or leviva, as we call it in Hebrew. One will speak for the sufganiya, which is the donut, I guess you can translate it. It's like the all Israeli, the pan-Israeli food. And then we're going to have a speaker who will fiercely support the sfinj, which is the Moroccan type of donut. So we're going to have three scholars debating which one is the food for Hanukkah. And we're based on a tradition that started in 1946 in Chicago University, where in the nation hosts kind of this, and major scholars, by the way, participated in it. You know, we in Judaism, we take food very, very seriously. Each chag, each festival has its own flavor, right? Hey, when you say Rosh Hashanah, you think about apple and honey and all kinds of other foods. When you think about Pesach, you think about the special food for Pesach. We had a debate in my family lately if you can have a soup with matzah balls, with the knedelach, when it's not Pesach. And interestingly enough, when the religious or halachic content is not so prominent in the chag, in the event, like Hanukkah, then the food items are very, very important. And we hear about the special foods, fried foods mostly, already in the 13th century, if not before, by Emmanuel the Roman. You can hear from his name that he was Italian. He writes a poem for each month of the year. And on Hanukkah, on Kislev, he specifies the special foods in a very sensuous and very elaborate way. It sounds like everything is fried and not so healthy, but what can I say?
Well, it seems that if all of the foods you mentioned come from some kind of oil, and oil is certainly associated with the holiday, yet how can there be a definitive food? Because they each come from their own culture and their own cultural tradition.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly the case in Israel. This is why we don't have hamantash and latkes. We have three items from Hanukkah itself. It is, in a way, a discussion of the different cultures that incorporate the Israeli society. Therefore, some of the debate will have to do with exclusion and inclusion, and what does it mean to be of a specific ethnic group within Israel, and which should we eat all of these food items, or should we host other people and let them taste our foods or go to other places? In other words, it really means, what does it mean to be an Israeli Jew? This is what we're gonna do. But different people will use different kinds of arguments, from biology, from sociology, from psychology. And we have really very, nice tradition based on these debates in the States, where really prominent scholars like Nobel Prize winners, Milton Friedman and George Stigler and other people, and Hannah Holborn Gray was the former president of the of that university in Chicago participated. And in a way, there was a way for American Jews to say, hey, it's cool to be a Jew. It's fun to be a Jew. We can laugh about ourselves. And think about it, 1946, right after the Holocaust, you know, Judaism and Jews were connected in the mind of a lot of people with the suffering and with the terrible devastation of the Holocaust. And here people come and say, you know what, there's also this happy and light and humorous aspect of the Chag. Of course, there's a lot of serious matters in these debates, but it's also smiling faces. And a lot of students who were not very happy to identify themselves as Jews back in the day in those universities found a way to connect through these debates. And now you have them in many universities, not only in Jewish organizations, but it's something that kind of Jews brought to the discussion. And we wanted to emulate it and to have it here in Jerusalem, but with an Israeli flavor.
So do you have any sense which way the jury will go, so to speak, in this debate?
Well, you're going to have to empirically evaluate these arguments. So at the end of the evening, we will provide the three food items, the sufganiya, the latkes, and the sping, and people can make their judges based on primary sources.
How would you go down for the record?
I'm definitely a latkes person.
Now, you mentioned there the program also addresses the issue of women in Hanukkah and the Hanukkah story, because there are many stories surrounding it. What are some of those stories that will be addressed?
So first of all, we are fortunate enough to have a lecture by Professor Rachel Elior from the Hebrew University, and Professor Ruchama Weiss will respond to her. And the thing about women and Hanukkah is this is a topic that is discussed in some circles lately quite a lot. And in many situations, it is discussed in nostalgic way. And look how women are presented in Hanukkah, the story of Judith and the story of the daughter of Matityahu, the Hasmonite. But I think that what the speakers, if I can speculate on what they're going to talk about, is that they are going to discuss the difficult aspect of this incorporation. Because in many cases, the participation of women in the Hanukkah story had to do with inflicting suffering upon themselves, with especially with sexual assault, right? Because Judith, the story of Judith, the beautiful widow who went to the camp of the enemy, Holofernes, and offered herself to the chief of staff, as it's called, the Ramatkal, the Sar Tzava, and when she was in an intimate situation with him, before he managed to do anything, she killed him. She cut his head off. And this is how the Jews won the war. And in a way, she sacrificed herself. She put herself in a great danger, and she was willing to present herself as a sexual object in order to win the war. And this is a motive that you find in quite a few of these stories. And we find it difficult. And I think the speakers will want to elaborate on the price women have to sometimes pay in order to make a change or to do something that matters.